Thanks to the Booker Prize Foundation, RNIB is able to make the winning book and the other books on the shortlist for their prestigious prize into formats that blind and partially sighted people can read. Available now in giant print, in braille, and in audio is His Bloody Project by Graham McRae Burnett.
I'm writing this at the behest of my advocate, Mr. Andrew Sinclair, who since my incarceration here in Inverness has treated me with a degree of civility I in no way deserve. My life has been short and of little consequence, and I have no wish to absolve myself of responsibility for the deeds which I have lately committed. It is thus, for no other reason than to repay my advocate's kindness towards me, that I commit these words to paper. Mr. Sinclair has instructed me to set out, with as much clarity as possible, the circumstances surrounding the murder of Lachlan Mackenzie and the others, and this I will do to the best of my ability, apologising in advance for the poverty of my vocabulary and rudeness of style.
Graham McRae Burnett reading the introduction to his book His Bloody Project, which was recorded in the RNIB Talking Book Studios in Glasgow. The book has two main narrators, Crawford Logan and Cameron Mowat.
Without any forethought, I leapt suddenly to my feet and bounded over the ridge, flapping my arms like a great bird and crowing like a cock. The deer below took flight, and the gentleman loosed a shot into the air. The gilly leapt forward, grabbed me by the arm and threw me roughly to the ground.
"I understand from Mr. Sinclair that you do not deny responsibility for these crimes," I said. "I do not," he replied. His eyes remained firmly fixed on the wall in front of him. "May I ask," I said, "what led you to commit such violent acts?" "I wished to deliver my father from the tribulations which he had lately suffered."
A clip from His Bloody Project, written and introduced by Graham McRae Burnett and narrated by Crawford Logan and Cameron Mowat. After the recording of the book, I spoke to Graham about His Bloody Project.
His Bloody Project tells the story of a triple murder that takes place in a tiny Crofton community in Wester Ross in 1869. And the book's told through a series of documents written by various characters involved in the story. So the main document is the prison memoir written by the murderer, who's a 17-year-old lad called Roderick McRae. So he describes the events leading up to the murder, and then the murders themselves.
And it hinges on his mental health.
Yeah. While he's in prison, his advocate brings in a renowned psychiatrist to kind of examine him. And so the book uses the ideas of the time about insanity and criminal responsibility. But it's very much left to the reader to come to their own view of whether Roddy was insane and what the outcome of his trial should be.
How much research goes into an historic novel like this?
I must admit, I did do quite a lot of research. I'd been a television researcher before, so I had a fair bit of experience of doing various kinds of research. I mean, I started off with just general histories of the Highlands. I should say that my mother's side of the family is from Wester Ross, so it's a part of the country I know really, really well. And the landscapes and the kind of a little bit about the sort of culture of the place. But I was quite ignorant about the history of these areas. So I did this sort of historical research. But when you're writing a novel, what really matters is not the sort of sweep of history, but actually the minutiae of how people lived. You know, whether they had a knife and fork or just a spoon. Did they eat from a wooden bowl or a china bowl? And these kind of things, you might even call them the lifestyle of the characters, are much more difficult to find out. And there is one fantastic book called Highland Folkways by I.F. Grant, which is very, very interesting on all these kind of everyday things and talks about the superstitions that were around at the time, which are totally fascinating, and people having the evil eye and things like that. So, yeah, a lot of research into that kind of stuff, also into the sort of psychiatric ideas of the time and also into the sort of Scottish legal system of the time. So, yeah, a fair bit of work.
So it's built on that framework, but it's more character-driven.
As a reader, and you're a reader before you're a writer, what draws me into the book is character. Character and setting And that's what excites me when I'm reading something. So for all the structure of His Bloody Project is, you know, sort of complex, what's most important to me is that the readers engage with the characters and they're really rooting for Roddy McRae, even although he's quite a complex character. So absolutely, it's a character-driven story. The cause of these tribulations was our neighbour, Lachlan McKenzie, and it was for the betterment of my family's lot that I have removed him from this world. I should further state that since my own entry into the world, I have been nothing but a blight to my father, and my departure from his household can only be a blessing to him. My name is Roderick John McRae. I was born in 1852 and have lived all my days in the village of Kuldooey in Rosshire. My father, John McRae, is a crofter of good standing in the parish, who does not deserve to be tarnished with the ignominy of the actions for which I alone am responsible.
His Bloody Project, written and introduced by Graham McRae Burnett, is available in Braille, in giant print and in audio from RNIB, and also wherever books and audiobooks are sold.